This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I can't hardly contain myself as I peruse my plant catalogs. I fold over so many pages as I see plants I want to try. Now, there's no way I could possibly put all of those in my yard. I call it cultivar wishes and spring dreams. If you ever watched Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, you'll understand. If not, I'll explain on GardenBite.com. Anywho, I found a really wonderful new dogwood shrub called Neon Burst. That should give you an indication of what its vibrant color is like. This 4 to 5 foot, well-rounded, bushy shrub has chartreuse leaves. In fall, the foliage is a riot of purple, red, yellow, and orange. Once the foliage drops, the red stems make winter easier to tolerate. Go to GardenBite.com for pictures and more information on this sun-tolerant dogwood. This new cultivar was developed by Bailey Nurseries out of Minnesota. It's a First Editions series. There are a bazillion hostas, but this new one I discovered is nothing like I've seen before. It's all about the shape of the foliage. Named Waterslide, this wavy-edged hosta adds another dimension to the shade garden. Ruffled bluish-gray leaves of heavy substance look like water fountains gently flowing and rippling through the garden. It grows to about 14 inches tall with a 32-inch spread. The lavender flowers appear in late summer. Another cultivar of a shade-favorite perennial is a Brunera called Alexander's Great. It's a lot like Jack Frost, but with leaves that are longer and larger, meaning a bigger impact in your garden. It grows 14 inches tall to 30 inches wide. Check it out on GardenBite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.